When Rabbi Abba came up from the Yam, from the ocean, Rashi Shiflik Bisvin Liyam, the Chazi took a trip over the ocean. And when he came back, Tirshu explained like this, that Noidim Chachom Rav Gamliel Bebrocha Shor Rosh Hashanah Vashom Yom HaKippurim. There's no Stephen Rabbi Yechanan. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said, that even the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel, that now, when the Shlif Tziva says the Shemoneh Esrei over, whoever listens could be Yotze the Mitzvah, even if you know how to daven for yourself. When did Rabbi Yechanan say that? By the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's when the Shlif Tziva could be Yotze everybody. Abba v'halocha mechal de pligi. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said a second memorial, that Halocha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Mashma that the Chum argue on Rabbi Gamliel, that's bebrachas the Chol Hashanah. That's not getting to the regular Shimon Esrei we say the whole year round. A regular Shimon Esrei, there the Chum still holds their shita, that if you know how to daven, you have to daven for yourself, and you can't be Eitzah from the Shlich Tzibur. It's only Rabbi Gamliel that holds no. Even the whole year round, if you daven b'tzibur, if there is a minion there, and the Shlich Tzibur is saying over the Shimon Esrei, whoever listens to it, Mila for Mila, every word, you could be Eitzah the Mitzvah. But that the Rabbi Yochanan said, even the Chum agree, that's only on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. For the Gemara, it's not like that. The Yom Rav Chana Tzipuro, Rav Chana from Tzipuro said that Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Krab Gamliel, Bebracha Shor Rosh Hashanah V'Shor Yom HaKippurim. Mashmi Rabbi Yochanan said that Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, even by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it's Mashmi, even by the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah, there's a Machlokes. That the Chum is saying nothing doing. If you know how to daven for yourself, you can't be Yotze Shemoneh Esrei from the Shlich Tzibur. It's only Rabbi Gamliel that says like that. So if so, we're back to the Stephen Rabbi Yechanan. Here Rabbi Yechanan says, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel, Mashma, it's only the Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Shlich Tzibur could be Yotze everybody. But the Chum argues and says, no, if you know how to daven, you have to daven for yourself. So how come before Rabbi Yechanan said that no, that the end was, the Chum agreed to Rabbi Gamliel, that if you hear Shimon Esrei from the Shlich Tzibur, you could be Yotze the Mitzvah. So we're still back as Stephen Rabbi Yechanan. So Mar says, Elo Amar Rab Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Man Moidim, who is Moidim? It means Rabbi Meir. There's no Stephen Rabbi Yechanan. First Rabbi Yechanan says that somebody agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. You know who he meant? He didn't mean the Chum agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. He meant to say Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Gamliel. And that later that Rabbi Yechanan said, V'alocha, halocha is like Rabbi Gamliel, mechlal de pligi rabbonin, it's like a true. The original rabbonin, they still argue on Rabbi Gamliel. The rabbonin shita is that even, that if you know how to daven by yourself, even if you're in minyan, and you hear the shlich tzibur, say over Shimon Esrei, you're not yet to the mitzvah. The mitzvah tefillah is you have to daven yourself. That's the rabbonin shita. So therefore Rabbi Yechanan had to say, halocha is Rabbi Gamliel, mashma that the rabbonin argue. I, Rabbi Yechanan, said that Rabbi Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. He didn't mean the general Chachamim. He meant to say just Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also agrees to Rabbi Gamliel. So now there's no Stephen Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Gamliel, but the Chachamim still argue on Rabbi Gamliel. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan had to say that Allah Chalameister is like Rabbi Gamliel. That if you hear Shimon Esrei from the Shlich Tzibur, you could be Yotze the Mitzvah. The Tanya we learned, Brachos Shor Rosh Hashanah V'Shor Yom HaKippurim. On Shimon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shliach Tziba, Moitzi, Harabim, Deichev Osen, Divrei Rabbi Meir. You see, clearly Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Gamliel, that even doesn't make any chilek. Even if you know how to daven for yourself, still the locker is, if you hear the Shimon Esrei in a minyan from the Shliach Tziba, you yotze the mitzvah. But V'chachom Moimrim, no, Kishem she Shliach Tziba Chayiv, the same with the Shliach Tziba as the Chiyiv to say Shimon Esrei for himself, Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayiv. Who within every person that knows how to daven has the chiyuv to say Shimon Esrei to himself. For the Gemara, Maishna Hani, but you want to say now, as far as we were saying before, that by Shimon Esrei, Rosh Hashanah, there everybody agrees you could be Yotzeh from the Shlich Tzibur. Why is the Shimon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah different? Maishna Hani, why is the Shimon Esrei could be Maitzi, and by the rest of the year not? Ilayim Mishum de Nefesh Yikroi, if you want to say, because you have to say a lot of Psukim and Musiv. So therefore, it's easy to make a mistake. Therefore, we say, even though you're a Baki, you have a right to be Yotze from the Shlich Tzibur, because he'll say it good. Even though there's a chiyuv to say, Malchi is Zechronis and Shofris, and 10 psukim of each one, but that's l'chatchila. But he says, Kivin Shomer, v'saroscha kosov lemer. If you say, you talk about Malchis, and you just say, v'saroscha kosov lemer, in the Torah it says, psukim of Malchis, shuvein etzorach, you don't have to say anymore. So you could make the Shimon Esrei pretty short. All you have to say is by Malchias of Sarasa Kosov Lamer. Zechroinois of Sarasa Kosov Lamer. Shoifrois of Sarasa Kosov Lamer. That's all you have to say. So you could be Yotzeh a short Shimon Esrei. So again, it's Shver. Why could you be Yotzeh from the Shlich Tzibur? Rashi says, Kivan Shomar Fasraskal Kosov, Kleimar, Kivan Shomar, if you just say this, Nase Venakula Fonecho, Kemitzvas Rasanecho, Kemoshika Safto, Lenin Serasecho, Yaitza, you don't have to say more than that. So you could make the Shimon Esrei pretty short, even on Rosh Hashanah. So if so, why does everybody agree that on Rosh Hashanah, even if you're not a daven for yourself, if you hear the Shimon Esrei Yobah from the Shliach Tzibur, you could be Yaitza? And the Gemara Yalem Mishum Diyavsha. The Ash is, we have the Giras of Brochus, the Giras says take out the word Brochus, but Ash means it's a tumble involved. Says Rashi, El Mishum Diyavsha Shereikan Teisha, Viyaruchos, there are nine long Brochus. Well, Matoyas, and you can make mistakes, the Yenako Bekiyim Behem. It's easier than this Avshah, it's a big tumult on Rosh Hashanah, on Long Shimon Esrei, people could make mistakes. So since it's possible, even though you know how to daven, you could make a mistake, here the takana was that if you hear the Shimon Esrei over from the Shliach Tzibur, you could be Yetzer the Mitzvah. Kufa, before we learned, Omer Rav Chanan El Omer Rav, Kivin Shomer, even though there's a chiyuv to say Malchias and Zechrinus and Shofaris, you have to say 10 Sukkim, but if you just say, Uvus Arosa, Kosov Lei Moshu Vein Itzorach, if you just say this pasuk of Sarosna, you talk about Malchus and you say, Ubusarosna, because of Lema says in the Torah. You don't have to say more. If Saba Minei, they thought to say, Hani Mila Biyoch, it's only if you daven privately. Abba Betziba Loi, but if you daven Betziba, then no, then you have to say the whole Shimon Esrei, all 10 brachas. You can't say short. The Gemara says no. Itmar Omer Rabbi Shub, and but Itmar Omer Rabbi Shub and Levi, Echad Yochad V'Echad Tzibur. No, even Betziba. Kivan Shomer V'Dievet, if you just say, over Saros Kakos of Lamar, Shuvan Itzorach, you don't have to say more. Say Malchias over Saros Kakos of Lamar, you yait to the mitzvah. Tzaytzat has started to say that you have to say it really three times, because we have to say three psukim of Torah, three psukim of Nevi'im, and three psukim of Ksuvim. So you have to say over Saros Kakos of Lamar, over Nevi'im Kakos of Lamar, over Ksuvim Kakos of Lamar. But that's all. Omer Reb Loza. Loza says now, Li'oilam Yastirodim Tfilosov Yachakach Yispalom. Before you go to Davin, be Mesada, make sure you know the Shimon Esrei. First be Mesada, your tefillah, and then go down to Davin. Omer Rabbi Abba, Mistabra Milsa the Rebbe Lezer, Bebrocha Shem Roshana Moshim Yom Kippurim. It's a Svara on Roshana and Yom Kippur, that before the long brocha, there's something new, you didn't Davin it so often. Before you Davin, you Sada, make sure you know how to Davin it. Vishel Prokim, who are then on a regular Yom Tif, that you Davin once in a while, it doesn't happen that often, there you have to pray, you have to practice before you go to Davin. But the whole Ashana, but the Shimon Esrei of the whole year round, loy, you don't have to be Mesada, you don't have to look it over before you daven it. The Gemara says, ain't it's not that way. For Rav Yehuda, Mesada Tzlusa Matzli. Rav Yehuda used to Mesada, first look over the Shimon Esrei before he went to daven. You see, even though he davened every single day, the regular weekday Shimon Esrei, still he looked it over beforehand. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Rav Yehuda. Kiva the mitlosin yoimin, latlosin yoimin, heavy matzli, he only used to daven once in 30 days, kiprokim dummy. It's called he wasn't so used to davening. And the pshat was, he was a matzav of terosim and osoi, he was learning Torah day and night, so he had a heter not to daven. If you learn Torah day and night, you have a heter not to daven. You only have to say kriya shema, that's midiraisa, but feel you don't have to do. So you had a pshat not to daven, just once in 30 days he used to daven. So if you only daven once in 30 days, that's called the prokim. You have to chazer over the tefillah before you daven it. Omer Rav Acha Bar Avia, Omer Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Toiter Hoye Rabbi Gamliel Afilu Am Shebesodis. Yishno by the Shliach Tzibur when he davened for the Yomid, when he said over Shimon Esrei, he was mighty. Even the people that are nevach in the fields are anonymous. They couldn't come to shul. They were too busy working. They were in the fields. They couldn't come to shul. They were anonymous. He was mighty them. Rashi says, the Shliach Tzibur, when he says over Shimon Esrei, he has in mind even the people around the fields. So Gemara says, Mashma v'loimi boy hani dekaimi hocha. And Mashma, not only the people that are here also. The Maradarab is just the opposite. Hani anisi, hani le'anisi. The people out in the fields, they're anonymous. They can't come to shul. So then it's a swear of the Shliach Tzibur could be mighty to them. But the people that are around shul, if you don't come into shul, then the Shliach Tzibur is not mighty to you. If you could come in, you don't come in, you're not Yoitza. Tetoni Abba Bred Rabbi Yomin, Barchia. Am Shachure Kahanim. If when Shasta Kahanim Aduchanin, if you're in back of the Kohen, you're in Shul, you're near Shul, you just don't go in front of him. You just stay like in back of the Shul. Ain't a Bechla Bracha. You're not Bechla the Bracha. To be Bechla the Bracha of Duchanin, you have to be in front of the Kahanim. So you see, even though you're close by, but since you're not in front of the Kahanim, you're not Bechla the Bracha. So the same story should be when the Shliach Tzibur is Moitzi the Rabbim, if you're around Shul and you don't come in to listen to every word, you're not Yoitzi the Shimon Esrei. Ellis, what he meant to say is like this. Elakiyosi Ravin Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida Loi Potter Rabbi Gamliel Elo Am Shevasodis Enechanami. That's that the Shliach Tzibur says over Shimon Esrei and his Moitzi. So that's Pshita. The people that are in Shul Mamish and hear word for word from the Shimon Esrei, from the Shliach Tzibur, they Yoytze the Mitzvah. He's being Mechadash Achidish now. Even the people that are outside in the field that live far away from the Shul and they're an honest, they can't come to Shul and respond. When the Shliach Tzibur davens, he's Moitzi them also. He has a chiv, arvis, take care of them, they're an honest, they couldn't make it to Shul. Habazoi, his Shimon Esrei helps for them also. My time was the reason, Mishum Dianisa Bimlocha. They're mamash and honest, they're out in the fields working, they can't come into Davin, so then the Shliach Tzibur could be made to them. I will be ear, but the people that live in the city, they're not an honest, they should have come to Shul. If you could have come to Shul and you don't come to Shul, loy, then the Shliach Tzibur is not made to you. So Rashi Avobir loy, Mishum Dalayanisi, you're not an honest, you're not forced upon you. The Yechoylan Lahastat Filosun, you should have been Masad, you should have Davin yourself. So since you could Davin yourself, you have a chiyuv to daven yourself, you can't be yotzei from the Shliach Tzibur. Mashenke and Nuchidish, the people in the Sodis that are far away from Shul and can't come to Shul, they're like an honest, and then there's a Zavtsacha that the Shliach Tzibur could be made to them. Hadron Alecha Yantos Liklam Asechta Vashashona, Hadron Alecha Yantos Liklam Asechta Vashashona, Hadron Alecha Yantos Liklam Asechta Vashashona.